Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Something Brewing. This is Tracy Mahan, and I'm here with the amazing, incredible, spontaneous, kind of crazy, Cherry Divine. Okay, there. I balanced that a little bit for you.
Well, thank you, thank you. We like crazy. Being a little crazy is fun, and spontaneous, yep, that could be my middle name at times. Oh, hi, everybody. Good to be here. And it is so funny. Tracy and I were talking, and then they go, you've got 15 seconds. Oh, no, 5 seconds. 5, 4. And I had to stop talking. And what I was telling her is I was lucky as my wonderful husband got to come see us and have dinner with us in Monterey, California, because I just returned from there. Anyway, there you go, Trace. End of conversation.
There it is. The end of it.
There it is. That's it.
You guys,
everybody
gets
to know my personal life.
I love it. Well, let's tell everyone how to get to our chat rooms and call. It is a call-in show, and we are doing live readings. So call in. Make that happen.
Yes. Yes, call in at. Do you want to do the at, or do you want to do?
we're going to be indecisive today. Okay, call in at 646-668-8389. And press the number 1 so we know you have a question. It shows us a little question mark that way. And then where do they find us in the chat rooms?
Well, there's a couple of places, but on the questions, I do want to ask you to limit it to 1 so we can get it to as many people as possible and be specific. Then you can join us on Facebook on Cat Media 2 with the number 2 right after the word media. We do go to this page off and on all week long, or you can join us on the chat room on Blog Talk today. And, you know, the thing about the Blog Talk chat is it goes away when the show ends. So anyway, that's where you find us.
Anyway.
Wow. I know. And, you know, last night, Tracy's content. We need a topic for the show. And I'm going, oh my God, I'm so tired. I just walked in the door from driving back from California. And so she picked our title of Miracle. And I thought, perfect, perfect. Because the truth of the matter is, in my understanding, is there is absolutely no truth in the idea of a miracle. And why I say that is the truth of life is an absolute miracle. We block
it. Definition. Exactly.
Yes, exactly. Because, you know, if we allowed life to be what it is without all of our belief systems, our fear-based belief systems interfering, we would be living in the idea of this harmony, perfection, all this, what we describe or consider miracles. And in truth, that's what life is. So if we just stepped out of our own way, oh my goodness. Could we really stand that much goodness, Tracy?
I can.
Years ago, my group told me, they said, I was like, wow, what is this? And it said, there is a part of mankind that is almost not just afraid, but hesitant of going into the perfection of life because there is a fear on the ego level of, I will be bored. What would I do if everything's in harmony and peace and in love? I might get bored because there'd be no drama. Well, when we do this, you just elevate to the next step, and there's always something new and wonderful and perfect for us, and there is no boring.
So. You know, I think people get a picture in their mind of everybody walking around with choir of angels singing in the background and, you know, everybody's huggy, kissy, lovey. And you know what? It's not like that necessarily. You know, it's like you're still going to have your sense of humor. You're still going to have playfulness, and you're still going to be able to go fishing and hiking and do all these things. You're just not going to have fear-based energy to spend your time thinking about, spin your wheels on, maybe is what I want to say. So yeah, life is still life. It's just take out the stuff that throws you into fear. So,
well, you know, and you know, this takes me to another part of this is, you know, people will talk about reincarnation. I'm going, oh, you believe in reincarnation, but they'll say, my God, I am done with this life. I want to complete this lesson on earth because I never, ever, ever want to come back here. Right? And I'm looking at them and I say, do you believe in reincarnation? They go, yeah. And I said, so you know about the universe says, and they go, well, yeah, you know, because it's been proven there's more than one, and shoot, it's so much in this one that it's amazing, let alone a whole bunch of them. And how technical am I? Anyway, and I'll say, well, why do you think that you always come back to planet Earth as a human being and all of the infinite potentials and possibilities? So when we think of the miracles of life, the truth of life, or life being a miracle, with as we elevate up into that harmony, into that base of peace, love, and light, there would be so many other experiences that are past this, that it would be totally engaging, it would be totally amazing, it would be totally, I'm going to use a word that Tracy said earlier, expansive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's be the miracle, guys. Let's be the way showers. Let's be that light that reminds people that, you know, chaos is not the truth of life. Life is miracle. You notice I didn't say
a miracle.
Yeah. So it is, you know, and they just clear it out. I love it. It's a picture Tracy posted on the Facebook chat room. It's a word miracle held up by two hands and light coming into it. Well, that's us. That's life. So,
yeah. And here's another take on the miracle. You know, Cherry and I didn't discuss anything about what we were going to talk about on the subject.
Heck no.
And literally it was kind of like, we need to throw something up there. And this is the thing that stood out the most to me to put on there. But I remember watching Greg Braden talk on miracles, and what he said just so resonated with me, because he was saying something along the same lines as we are the miracle. And he said, you know, you're sick, you have a sick loved one, and then all of a sudden they're cured. You pray over them, you send energy to them, you know, you love on them, and then all of a sudden they're cured, and we call that a miracle. It's only a miracle because we're not used to seeing it yet. But then as it becomes more common, and people start figuring out that this works and using it more and more, then it becomes life. It just becomes normal. It's like, oh, someone's sick, let's go pray over them, or however that miracle came about last time, you do it again. And then it becomes less of a miracle and more of a everyday thing. I'm sure when somebody invented penicillin, that was a miracle. You know, a miracle drug, got rid of infections and made people feel better. And, you know, so now it's just a thing that you go in when you get a sore throat or you have a earache or something like that, you get penicillin, you know? And so just think about that. Think that we consider miracles is only because we haven't become familiar with it yet. And, I have a 65 pound puppy trying to play with me right now. So if you hear a lot of loud noises, it's because he's trying to climb in my lap.
But this is, you're saying that and something came to mind, and it is interesting because yes, when, you know, people with like with the penicillin or whatever, when it becomes commonplace, and this is something that just went through my buzzing through my mind as you said that, then they become almost disinterested, almost disassociated from it. It's like, oh, I got to go get a shot and I'll be fine. Dismiss it. the word is, you know, all these D-E words come up, and forget to just enjoy that, because what holds the idea of anything here but the energy of it? It's like, wow, I'm going in for this miracle, you know, whoa, and then just keep it going forward. I mean, that might not, I mean, if we all went around like that, some people might stare at us, but it could be fun, you know, it could
now
be.
Now, what's the real cure here? The belief that that shot's going to cure you, or the actual shot?
Well, that's a good question. Or the letting go of the idea of an illness, disease, because I love Greg Braden. He's one of my favorites, and I had a huge crush on him for the longest time. Okay, Greg, I'm over it. Just letting you know, but I still think you're adorable.
I had a vision of you and him where he had his mullet in full form.
I know. That was before the mullet. I mean, the man has a head of hair on him. Oh, my God. You know, I do want to trim it and kind of tame it a little bit, you know. Anyway, back to this. What was I going to – oh, my goodness. Now I just went off into left field. And I know exactly. It's like, whoops, there's a rabbit.
Cherry's joining me in left field.
That's right. Anyway. So, again, this is something Greg Braden had on his YouTube channel, I believe it was. And I also believe it was like in Japan, China or Japan, probably Japan. Anyway, a woman here had cancer in her liver, and the tumor was so big. The doctors here told her, no, go home, put everything in order. You've only got X amount of time. You're dying. Nothing we can do. Well, there's a clinic over in, like I said, Japan or China, that she decided to fly over to. They don't work with this particular clinic, and these doctors here do not work with drugs. What they do is they work with energy and the frequency of words. And what they all picked the same word and focused on it at the level of pure divine love. The woman went over, they did change her eating habits, and they did talk to her about her belief systems, what different things. Then they brought her in, the three doctors over her just got their pulled their vibration up to what they look at as pure love. And they had an ultrasound up, and it showed the tumor. And then as they held that frequency, that vibration, they showed the tumor shrinking until it was completely gone. Again.
And I just posted the video in the Cat Media 2 chat room on Facebook. I believe it was her bladder, not her liver.
Okay.
But,
well, it could. It was somewhere.
3 minutes in it, and why they're recording it, you just watch it shrink. It's an amazing video. Amazing.
And I just posted it on the other. So.
Yeah, it's a great video. If you guys get a chance to watch it, it will blow your mind as to how powerful we are with intention and energy. And we are the miracle. Like Sherry said, we are the miracle. And yeah, I watched that video years ago, as I'm sure you did too, Cherry. And I mean, it was a life changer in seeing what capabilities we have. And we just need to tap into it. And we need to believe in ourselves. So, yeah.
Yes, exactly. And I have no idea why my keypad quit working where I cannot type. I wonder.
I'm going to read Linda's post in our chat room. She has a picture of her doggy Fiona. It says, a miracle if I get any work done today. This girl just wants to play and go outside. It's a gorgeous day outside. I don't blame her. Well, I need to bring over my little German Shepherd puppy, and the two of them can play, Linda, and you and I can work. It's just too bad we don't live near each other. But yeah,
I'm going to throw this out here really quick, because for whatever reason my typing thing stopped for just a minute, and just let Tracy know what I was reading. And Lil Fairy, we will get to your question around the half hour, but her question, Tracy, was, and I'll let you we can both be thinking about this, was ask us to focus on her love life. She's been single for several years, and her birthday is 8/8/83. So when we get ready to take questions, since this one was posted right there, we will be getting to it at the half hour. Okay?
8883.
8883. I love the numbers.
I knew I took this. I knew I copied this for a reason. And yes, I love their. I love those numbers too. So I was scrolling this morning, and there must be a reason why you read that when you did, because I ran across this gentleman who posted, and I'm going to read the post. He's looking for his love of his life. And the post is, I am picky. I want someone sincere and thoughtful, someone who understands the art of give and take and who is willing to put aside their ego in the name of us. I don't care solely for someone's looks, but I do need someone who I trust will be there when everyone else is gone. And I thought, okay, now let's turn that around. For all of those looking for love, and you make a list, like this guy has this little banner that he posted. Are you that person? And as you're looking at this list of wants and needs for this relationship, think about, what does that person want? Am I that person for them? You know, and it's so much more evolved than just, you know, this is what I want in a relationship. Well, what would that person want? You know, let's tune into, are you being the person that that person's going to want? Are you asking spirit to help you be the person that this person you're calling in would want? So there's a lot of dynamics to creating these people in our lives that are the magic that we're looking for. And so just food for thought. We'll get back to the reading part of it, but it just brought me back to that thing that I saw this morning. I thought, okay, you're putting all this energy into what you want from your partner, but let's spend a little bit of time of what is a partner like that? What are they going to want? And are you being that person? And can spirit help you to make the shifts and changes to be the person that this person will want to be with? So hopefully that makes sense. Does that make sense?
It made sense. And Tracy, what a wise, wise, wise woman you are. Because think about it. If you are in a fear-based reality, worrying about this, worrying about that, is he going to do this or her, he, she, or will they hurt me, blah, 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 you're sending out a vibration that can't match what you're saying you want.
Mm-hmm.
You
can, that was a great summary of what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. You cannot attract it. And so we get to look at ourselves, you know, if we go into that space of love and trust and, you know, and this is training, guys, training, absolute training, because even though, you know, I've had things shift and change in my life, I went into absolute fear at different times and stopped it. And I had a choice. I could, you know, shall I tell my crazy lady story?
Okay.
Here's crazy lady.
It starts like that.
Yes.
Board.
Okay. Here's crazy lady. You know, I put out this prayer. I mean, a heartfelt prayer that says, God, send me my mate, please. I'm ready. I'm ready. And I hear this, get vulnerable, open your heart. So I do, blah, blah, blah. And I attract in my mate. And after, you know, and we're both wanting the same thing. We feel the heart connection. We feel it. I mean, guys, it's right there. So he comes up and he brings me this beautiful engagement ring. And I put it on. I'm as happy as I can be. And by day three, and the day before he's supposed to meet my family, because we met online, he wakes up, because I'm an early riser. He works late, so he didn't wake up as early as me, so he gets crazy lady when he wakes up. Crazy lady is bouncing off the walls, pacing, moving, and he sits there for 10, 15 minutes, and I finally look at him, and I'm going, you know what? You walk slow. I walk fast. I have little dogs. You don't like little dogs. I do this. You're religious. I'm spiritual. I'm this. I'm that. You probably want your wedding. Your engagement ring back here. Here. You probably ought to take this. You probably want it back because you're going to try to slow me down. I'm going to try to speed you up. And that's about how I'm talking. And he is in a daze. There's crazy lady. And I gave him back the wedding ring, or not wedding ring, but engagement ring. And he decided not to meet the family. Imagine that. You know, it's like left a day early. Can you imagine? Anyway, but that was because I chose to go into old training, into the human mind, all the obstacles, all the worry, all the fear, and totally ignore the complete heart connection. Thank goodness Spirit had a bigger plan and a better plan than I did and was not as crazy.
So well, that brings up that saying, if it's meant to be, it will not pass you by.
Well, by golly, it didn't pass. Both of us, I went back to sanity. We talked it out, and we are all married. Now I do have the wedding ring part of a ring. So he took the ring back, guys. Imagine that. So we had to get a different one. But then, that's just the way it is. So we have a choice of looking at life as supportive, as perfect. You know, it seemed like a miracle that we were drawn together the way it was. And in his religious belief system, he's going, God brought us together. I ask for you. And in my spiritual belief, I'm going, Spirit brought us together. And then it kind of conflicted, you know. So just allow the miracles to come in and accept them when they're there. If you go into your mind, let it be just mind talk, view it, ask what your fears are, what your worries are, and let it just be, and then step back into Spirit or God or universe, the creator. I don't care what you call it. So,
yeah, it all gets you to the same place. It's mm-hmm. okay to have different labels.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we can create conflict by focusing on labels. Isn't that mm-hmm. interesting that we can do that? Oh, well, gosh, this conflicts because you call it God and I call it Spirit.
Yeah.
You call it happiness, I call it joy. Wow.
I just call it, get over here.
That's it. I like that, just calling it. So, you know, we can do that, you know, with jobs. We can do it with homes. We can do it with everything. We can put our disruption, our worries, our fears into it. I love to use my stories because people can say, yeah, I can relate to that. But we can do that in everything. Think about jobs you went after or the next step up in a career and how you're sweating it and you got it. And instead of saying, yep, that's life. It's like, oh my God, is this going to happen? Do you know how many times, Tracy, I hear something, am I going to get along with the people I work with in this new position?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So I don't know. Are you going to choose to get along with the people in that? See, and to me, these are just commonplace miracles.
Yeah.
Are you still playing with your puppy?
Nope.
You want me to stop talking?
He's abandoned ship, and I might be a little bit nervous about where he disappeared too.
Oh, okay. I was going,
no, I was debating on rather not to bring us into this. And I think I will because, you know,
okay.
Cherry and I have done the radio show. We've been on Harmony Radio together, now over on Blog Talk. And it has not always been an easy ride for us. We've had our differences. And you know what? To our credit, we have worked it out. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's one of those things where it's so nice to know that I have a friend that's not just going to say, I'm done, this is over, and, you know, just call it quits, but to stick in there and get me through my crazy, and I stick in there and get her through her crazy, and we go through our needs and wants and wishes for what's going to happen with the show, with the expansion of the show, you know, what to do with it next. And, you know, we're two different people with two different paths going on at the same time. We're trying to bring this show together. And it does take, just like in that little thing that I read, some give and take, some compromise, mm-hmm. some, you know, showing up when we need to show up and being each other's friends through the whole thing. And I have to say, I think our friendship has grown so much for what we've been willing to go through together. So you know, there's rewards at the end of those tunnels. And so,
You know, and Tracy, why did you bring our personal problems into this? What the hell? No, just kidding.
Let's talk about that later.
So. But, you know, you guys, you know, what I love about it is y'all tune in because we're walking a spiritual path, right? You tune in, you want to hear the wisdom that we have to offer. Yet you understand we're walking the human experience. We have, you know, our pitfalls. And in a way, it reminds each and every one of you who are also walking your spiritual path that these pitfalls will happen, but just pick yourself up, move through it. What's the lesson? What's the experience? That's what takes you to this idea of miracle. That's what takes you to the truth of life. You know, we're all, you know, I can look at Tracy and I love the friendship. I love the relationship. We have conversations before and after the show and stuff like this. And we're able to call on each other, but it isn't walking away the moment it gets difficult, because in truth, who are we really fighting? You know, when I'm having my disruptions,
exactly.
Am I really fighting Tracy, or am I in conflict with myself? Am I learning how to voice something that I was not able to voice early on? You know, when we go into our fear, you know, I have old training just like everybody else. I had this, and Tracy said it once really beautiful, and neither of us ever remembered how she said it. So much for that beauty. But, you know, but I had a very interesting.
Just know I did it.
Yes, she did it. I wish I could hang on to it. Apparently, I wasn't ready for that message because I didn't hold on to it on a conscious level, but it's down there somewhere. But I did. I had a very wonderfully disruptive, you know, chaotic upbringing. And so for me to be able to voice myself at times was difficult. You know, on this level, when I'm bringing you messages, of course I can voice myself. I'm in that pure love space. But when I'm in that human stuff and it might cause a disruption, a lot of my fear would come up. So I was able to, you know, instead of being the defiant or the forceful or the aggressive, because that's my fear talking, it opened a door of saying, hey, we can just talk this out. She accepts me and loves me as I am. Wow, isn't that just a miracle? Wow.
But it's a miracle until everyone does it and it becomes common. And that's
yes,
where we're going.
And then, you know, I wonder, to help hold this idea of living the dream, living the miracle, if as it became common, we still saw the shine around it, if that would brighten it and hold it even more in our life.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like the shine. Let's keep the shine.
Yeah. I love the shine. So
that almost feels like it needs to have a song. Go ahead.
Oh God, nobody wants to hear me sing this morning. I can guarantee you that. You know, rub my belly, I will shine. No, that's not the song you wanted. Hey.
Wow.
Okay, no, hey. I'm thinking of my dog. That's basically what she does. I rub her belly, she sighs.
If the audience isn't laughing at this point.
They should be. If they're not laughing, go get more coffee.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure, Tracy, my left ear shrunk in the middle of the night because I cannot keep my headset on my ear. So there must so it must have shrunk.
I'm just realizing too that that we hear you just fine today. We didn't have any sound problems this morning.
See, I told you.
We called in the miracle around the show last night.
Yes, we
and
did.
And here it is. All right.
Yes.
Very nice.
And the other weeks when we couldn't hear me, my headset sat on my ear just perfectly because my ear hadn't shrunk in the middle of the night.
So it wasn't the headset. It was the size of your ears that were the problem.
That's it. Okay, Brenda's doing it. Let it shine, let it shine. Oh, let it shine. Yeah.
Thank you, Brenda.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no. Brenda shines. She always makes us laugh at our shows. Yeah. That's good. Perfect. Well, are we ready to look at this question?
We are. And shall we start with Lil Fairy? Because she asked, hers was the first one I saw. And it was to focus around her love life. She's been single for several years. And her birthday's 8/8/83. And I want you to know that I remembered that because it disappeared on my screen. So, Lil Fairy, if there's something else you want to add to that, please let me know. Anyway, so, Trace, do you want to go first?
Well, I know that we talked a lot about creating and manifesting, or, you know, becoming the person, letting go of the fear, blah, blah, blah. The whole show. Go back and listen if you didn't hear it. But with Lil Fairy, it feels like there is some timing going on, and that the partner you're looking for has got to complete something before he's ready for this relationship. I'm going to put about 5 or 6 months to go on this before that opens up. And now here's what I want to say about that. I feel like this partner is freed up in about 5 to 6 months. That doesn't necessarily mean that you run into each other right away. There might be some healing or transition out of one and getting ready for the new before you actually get to meet up. So hopefully, Cherry, you will have a little more to say on that part of it. But it does feel like that energy will shift. What's 5 or 6 months from now? October.
Oh, gosh.
So.
Spring? October, November, December,
yeah.
January,
Looking
February,
at,
March. Spring.
Yeah, spring. So next spring, the energy should shift around that, and it should feel more open to you, like this is going to get created. You're going to pull each other in like little magnets at that point. But keep in mind that it's going to come in perfect time.
Are you still there, Tracy? Okay, something happened. Tracy, everything died out on me. I'm going to type.
Completing.
Oh, there you go. Where'd you go, honey?
Are you talking
Hello?
To me?
Yeah, because that 1 minute you were there and then it just went blank.
Oh, I could hear me.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that means that the audience couldn't hear. So just in case, I think you got the gist of the message that this person, the partner, is completing something right now, and then we'll be ready. So, Cherry, what do you get on that?
You know, it's so interesting because all of a sudden I see her and again, this, I love your name. It says a little fairy. It shows a female sitting in a wooded area, got taller grasses and flowers around that. It also goes with spring, but she's sitting on a log holding a basket, looking somewhat forlorn, going, does love really exist? As if it's somehow, even seeing all of the beauty of the world, that so there's a feeling of isolation when it's the idea of a life partner love for her, that mate. And, you know, I'm like Tracy, I'm feeling it's a perfect divine timing thing, but also raising the head up, opening the heart, and understanding love is there for everyone, and allowing this person to come in. I'm not sure why it is. Part of it is the idea of, will he be able to match my frequency, grow with my frequency? Will our energies blend? There's a feeling of being who you are that some at times had not accepted this because of the energy that you carry. You're very good at giving happiness to other people, but allowing it in for yourself sometimes is a little difficult for you. So it's understanding that being who you are with this beautiful frequency that you have, and the way you see, all of a sudden, as soon as I say that, it's like light hits the eyes, seeing the sunlight beaming and seeing the moonlight beaming, that your light blends perfectly with this other person's. You've had some inner developments going on that, as soon as I said that, there's energy coming from you, little fairy, that's actually coming in that you're releasing. And so we're going to transmute that to love. And so everybody who's listening would ask you to actually assist in transmuting this to love, because it's heavy energy that came from earlier parts of your life. Anyway, yes, I agree with Tracy. Look towards the spring and understand that your energy matches this other person's energy perfectly, and that you create in a way that is beneficial to both of you. There's some really heavy energy coming off right now, so let's just drop that energy and let it go. Just anything that's no longer serving you, allow it to transmute to love, to negate out of the body. Many people don't realize when they're light workers, way showers, that sort of thing, that they'll grab onto other people's energy and forget to let it go. They're so busy helping others.
I don't know whoever does that.
Yeah, I know. You're not here to hold the energy. It's allow it to transmute. Mother Earth will assist you. Spirit assists you. There you go. Release. Anyway, that's what I get. So look at the spring. I agree. And so...
Sherry's had practice with that kind of release. I'm well known for hanging on to things. And
You know, we had a discussion with somebody the other day, and Maureen and I, she's a wonderful woman that she and I travel together for work a lot. She's a mandala lady. Anyway, we were talking about how many people that we knew that are in the spiritual world that have actually created cancer and died from cancer. And she had had a discussion with someone saying, you know, many people who do this line of work forget to not hold on to the energy and or to allow it to release from the body's transmute. And someone said, well, Cherry doesn't do that. And for me, it is a blessing, because there's some part of me when I shifted that just knew that automatically it is to, not be held on to, it's to be transmuted. It doesn't mean I haven't held on to energy in other areas of my life, but in this particular one, I don't. So it's, remember, as you attract in and assist another, see spirit, see Mother Earth, let the energy flow through you and let all sources transmute it to beautiful energy of love. So there's a whole lot of words.
Coming from somebody that has in the past and probably needs reminded here in the current, is I have had a habit of hanging on to other people's energy, very much the empath, the fixer, the want to help. And then I take things on and I forget to transmute them. And so, over the years, I've learned, you could say, the hard way to let that stuff go, and had to come into a daily practice of asking angels to clear my energy and leaving only that which is in the highest and best good. And, to not take on the burdens of the world as if they were my own. So for people that resonate with that, make sure you get into a daily practice of releasing, grounding yourself, and transmuting any energy that's no longer serving you. So, All right, let's get to our caller.
Okay, are we ready?
We're ready.
Okay, caller with the last four digits, 8679, you are on the air. Where are you? Who are you? Where are you calling from? And what is your question? Hello?
Hello? I hear
caller,
something in the background.
Caller with the 8679? It's...
Hello?
You're on air? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. My name is Maria, and I call you from New York.
Oh, hello.
What's your
question?
Yes, my question is for my daughter. My daughter got a project. I want to know, so you can see, when I started collecting money, people to invest.
Okay, so your daughter has a project and you're wanting to know, can you ask that question again? You're wanting to know what part?
when they get started, the people who start investing money.
Oh, she's
creating a spring.
Okay.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, it took me a minute too. So she's starting a project that she needs investors for, and you're wanting to know when people will invest in what it is she wants to take forward. Is that correct?
Yeah, when my daughter she can start, when the people who start invest, so the
okay.
people they're gonna invest.
Okay.
Do you want me to jump in, or you want? Take that one.
Either or, it's fine with me. Which do you want, hon?
Well, for me, it feels like the. Sorry, now I'm getting somebody wanting to talk to me on my phone. It feels to me like somebody is going to get that started, but it feels like it's going to take her a little bit of work. She might even start to feel discouraged with this, but don't, keep encouraging her, because there is somebody that's going to take hold on this, and then once that happens, it shifts the energy, and then she can find more people that will take interest and invest. But it does feel like there's a little bit of work involved in finding the right person to get that ball rolling. So don't let her get discouraged. Keep encouraging her, because she is manifesting and creating, but I also see this as a lesson in faith and staying strong with her convictions and belief around this project and this thing that she's creating. Okay, Cherry.
Well, in there again, I get agree with Tracy in many ways, but what I wanted to pay attention to is the moment that Tracy went to answer, or the question that she had the interference with the phone. This is what I feel is going to happen, or has a potential of happening with your daughter, is she's putting out this project, but all of a sudden, and this is because things don't start moving in the way she wants them to, that she starts letting herself get distracted. Other things will come in and distract her from her focus. The key here is for her to hold focus on what it is she's wanting to create, because there's a hesitation right now. There's, a hesitation. She believes in this project, but there's times she doesn't believe in herself. And so it's knowing that it comes in the next 2 to 4 months. It's really send energy into this, and even when it feels as if it's not moving, hold the idea that it is hers and it is supported and it is coming in to play. And that's it, because it's as if when things don't happen as quickly as she wants them to, she starts feeling the word frustrated comes up, and then afraid that it won't work. This is a persistence. So look in the next 2 to 4 months, keeping energy in it, and then allowing the backers to come in. And it feels like one comes in, and the word hesitant is here again. So there's something where she doubts herself a little bit. There's some self-doubt. So when people come in to invest, they're hesitant. She can move that by removing the doubt and just see the project right there. But it starts with one investor, then it goes to two, and then sometime next year it pulls in some other investors. Okay?
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you
for
calling.
Good luck to her.
Yes.
We'll
send her the support, energetic support. Okay?
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye. All right.
Wonderful. When
we did say the exact same thing, so.
Yeah,
a bummer.
We did.
I'm cutting out, but yeah, the message was the same, so it all works.
It is, and it's remembering when things don't pan out the way we think they should, or in the time frame we believe they should. It's don't quit on it. If it's your dream, if it's your passion, continue forward. Look at what your part in it is. Where are you worrying? What's your fear? I love this book. I was listening to it again. I've listened to it once all the way through, and we were driving down to California back up again and listening to it again. It's by Kevin Hart, a comedian. And so there's a lot of trash talk in there, guys, a lot of colorful language. Yet it's
but
called
he is
I Can't.
Funny.
Yeah, he is. And it's about his life. And he's talking about, you can't, the title of the book is called You Can't Make This Up. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, get the audio book because he's hysterical. Anyway, okay, Kevin, I just promoted you. Come say hi. Anyway, but the book is about creating. He went through a lot of difficult times. But the key was, don't quit on your dreams. And so that's, you know, I'd send that out to everybody. Again, if Tracy and I would have gave up, you know, with the obstacles we had in place at different times, we'd be in jobs that we weren't really attached to or cared about, and, you know, that sort of thing. So don't give up on your dreams. Okay, we ready for the next caller?
Yes, please.
Okay, caller with the last four digits, 1961. You are on the air. Who are we speaking to? What and where are you calling from? And what's your question?
Well, hey, thanks for taking my call. My name is Tim, and I'm calling from New York.
Well, hello, Tim.
Oh, we've got New York today. Nice. Hello, New York.
Yes,
yeah, I love it.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
What's your question?
So I guess my question is, I'm trying to, well, not trying, I'm going to, I'm trying to change my language. So I'm looking for,
I get to start this one.
I know you do. Okay, so take a breath. Take a breath. Take the word trying out because Cherry's going to get you. And then ask that question.
Okay, yes, please.
Sure, no problem. So I'm putting my energy into a new employment career. I'm not really sure where to go. The current job is stressful, and they're not thrilled with me. So I get the feeling actually they're trying to replace me. So I'm trying to not let that weigh into my daily temperament and stay positive. So I'm not really sure where to go. So I'm just trying to put the intentions out there. Looking for some guidance from spirit. So I'm just curious if you had any input so I could move along.
Well, yes, dear, I have lots of input. Anybody who knows me, Tim, knows I am the word police. When I first shifted, the way I talked was totally changed. And as soon as people start talking, all of a sudden their words get highlighted, those words that keep them from moving forward. Everything you were saying is not supportive of who you are. I want you to go to claiming sentences. You changed trying to gonna. And when you're trying, first of all, the moment you think of something and bring it in and begin doing something, you're doing. You know, trying is when you're walking that tightrope and you've got the little bar steadying your thing, but there's a net underneath you. So you don't care. You just fall off and you never move. Now, when you're doing that tightrope, you have more assurance and you put one foot right in front of the other very confidently. I don't know if that word came out right, but whatever. Anyway, and this is what it is. So I want you to go into claiming sentences and words. I am doing. I am in this position right now. I'm going to look at how it's reflecting back to me where I do not support myself. Right there. Your power chakra is off. It goes nervous. And then it goes straight into the heart chakra and the throat chakra. So I want you to look at ways you do not support who you are, your life dreams, your hopes. It feels like you put yourself to the side many times. You have a direction you wanted to go, but there was an old tape that said, well, what you want isn't important. It's time to do what you're supposed to do. I want you to go back to the drawing table and write down your wants, your desires. What are your strengths? What are your joys? What are this? And then allow that to create forward and use the word, I am doing. I now have a position that I adore, I love, and they actually appreciate me being there. I appreciate them. But I do want you to look at this position you're in and look to see why you're there. There are no accidents in our life. When we've attracted something in, there's a lesson for us. There's an experience. And you don't want to leave with your tail tucked between your legs, because as you do that, then you're going to take it into your next position. So go in, not on an emotional basis, but as an observer observe yourself in the workforce, observe those around you. What is the message? What is the lesson? Because truthfully, you will leave this position, you will leave this company, or so it's showing right now. You have free will, you can insert it, you can keep the position if you choose. But what they're showing at this time is as you do this, in about 4 months, 5 months, you choose to leave this company only to step into one that you absolutely enjoy. I see, and as you do this, when you detach from the idea of what, you know, what you feel is going on right now and become the observer, people fall away that have been doing what you call not supporting or even undermining you. All of a sudden you become more engaged where you are and more productive. I do want you to surround with light, white light. Let it extend 2 feet out from your body, and then put 2 inches of brilliant white light on the outside of that, reflecting all others' energy back to their source with love. This will also pull away those that are walking at a lower vibration. But don't worry if you feel like you're alone for a bit. But you have another position coming in, but I want you to start using sentences to support you. Claiming sentence, I am, I do, this is. Write things down like that. Many people say, I say affirmations, they don't work. Well, it's because they say the words, they hesitate when they say the words, they don't believe in what they're saying because this other training is so much stronger. And so, of course, they go back to that and say, see, it didn't work. Instead, write the affirmation as it's there, feel the energy of it, see yourself there, and support that. Okay.
True.
Done.
Absolutely. Yes. Full on, 100% agree. Okay, so I was sitting here writing some things down. I do believe that, so I'll start from the top and work my way down of what I was writing. First off, Tim, you have this amazing soul. It just, as soon as I was asking to tune into this situation, you are so bright. And I just want you to remember that. You know, you are a bright soul. You're probably a highly sensitive person, which you can look that up if you're not familiar with it. The empath, the highly sensitive person, you take things in a very personal capacity. So, again, cutting those cords to, like Cherry was saying, to all those who are not supporting you, just ask the angels to help you to move out of that energy and to find a more supportive energy. The word puppet master came in when I was looking at you, and it felt like this boss that you are, this environment that you're in right now, I saw, the way I saw it was like, what are those puppets that you put your hand in the back and you can run their mouth and eyes and all of that, but you stick your hand right in the back and they have this little handle. That's what I was seeing. Somebody is overpowering your energy and creating this scenario where, let me know if this resonates, where you're saying what you think they want to hear, or you're being the person you think they want to be because you're, you know, walking on eggshells about thinking that they're trying to get rid of you. That creates a puppet master kind of a scenario where, you know, you're not being true to yourself or to the people around you in that scenario. So let's ask for the angels to come in and help you if that resonates with you, to clear that up as well. I definitely get that as you do these clearing exercises, as you get more confident in yourself, that you leaving that company, I agree 100%, you're leaving. And you're going to do it on your terms. But what I saw coming in for you is you're either going to have two choices or you're going to be doing two things. One, and I've done that for so many years now, two things. Like, I'm a real estate agent right now, as well as the hypnotherapist practice and everything else. And it's because it kind of brings in a variety of information and it keeps me from getting burnout. Hopefully keeps me from getting burnout one way or the other. But it feels like you'll have two things. So it may be that you step up into a more spiritual practice and find something that you love and enjoy that feeds your soul, and you do that as well as, say, a day job or something like that to make sure the bills are paid, however that turns out for you. But I see two things coming in for you in that regard. Hopefully that makes sense.
makes perfect sense.
Okay. You're probably going to have to listen to this again. You got a lot of information from both Cherry and I, so find the archives and listen to this one again because there's a lot of information coming out.
So, yes.
Okay.
I would definitely do perfect. So. Thank you so very much.
You're
yeah.
welcome.
Thank you, Tim,
yes.
for calling. Have a good day.
Bye.
Yes, thank you.
Okay,
you know, before
Cherry,
we take,
real quick. Yeah, we're
yeah,
both doing the same thing.
We are so connected today. It is hysterical. Okay. Okay.
Well, you go first.
I'll go first since I'm still talking. My mouth has not stopped. Anyway, you can find me at cherrydivine.com. And it explains everything I do. And just for everybody who calls in, remember, we can only look in at the surface right now. An in-depth reading will be much more informative. And there's, you know, and so if you look at my site, Tracy's site, you'll find that we offer services that actually go into that depth, which is in many ways much more beneficial. Okay, back to cherrydivine.com, and then you can go to Cherry Divine LLC on Facebook and join me, become my friend, absolutely love friends, and of course it promotes my Facebook page. And both Tracy and I, if I remember correctly, are going to be in Salem this coming Sunday at Journeys, a center for your soul. They're having their little holistic get-together, and we will be part of group.
Mm-hmm. I'm
yeah.
excited.
Me
yeah.
too. Yeah.
Okay. It's my turn? Or
yes,
you
it
got
is.
Because you always
no.
got like so many events you're doing and stuff. I just usually do my nails, and when you're done, then no.
yeah. Yeah. Actually, it's wound down. I'm all done with the California events until the spring, and then I'll be doing Sacramento, Santa Rosa, Monterey, yada, 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 yada. And the
yeah.
Rasani up here in Albany, Oregon. So
yes.
keep an eye
Don't
on the website. I post everything. Oh, almost forgot.
Yes, you
yes,
did.
I do. I have, and this is the perfect time to join in because we have some spots left. We have a retreat on the Big Island of Hawaii in February, have retreats at Mount Shasta, California next year. Also, they are on my website. Information is there. They're magical. I mean, absolutely magical and transformative. So, yeah, go read about them. Oh, my gosh, I'm excited. Sorry, Trace, I wasn't done.
And that's okay. All right, you guys. For me, find me at TracyMahan.com, TracieMahan. I know we like to make it mayhem, but it's Mahan. But anyway, so go to TracyMahan.com. You'll find the things that I do there, hypnosis, energy work, psychic readings, blah, blah, blah. It's all there. I am running two specials right now. One of them is past life regressions. Up to three past life regressions for $75. That is via internet, video. I use Zoom. I can record the session for you and then give you a link for that recording so that you can view it again later. The other thing I'm running right now is, I believe, 20-minute energy work for $30. And that we will go in and we'll check for blockages, cords, implants, whatever. Is getting in your way energetically and work with that, move that out of your way so that you can move forward feeling more free and back to your normal self again. That usually includes a house clearing with it as long as we have time to scan the house quickly as well. Find me on Facebook. I also like friends, Tracy Mahan, CHT. That's my Facebook page. Come find me, friend request, love to see you there. If you want to set up an appointment for one of those sessions, TracyMahan@yahoo.com. And there we go.
There cool. we go. Wow, and we are at the last minute of the show. I'm sorry, caller that's left on the line right now, is we do not have time to take your call. But thank you so much, and join us next week because we will be taking calls then. And, you know, get in the chat room, either Facebook, Cat Media 2, or on that, and say, hey, I was here last week. You didn't answer my call. So, and we will put you at the top of the list. How's that? And that's for 1416, because otherwise everybody and their dog seems, Yun was the first one there.
Exactly.
Yes. So thank you, everybody, for joining us, and have a great week.
We will see you next week. Bye-bye, everyone.
Yes. Oh, just before we end, if you haven't, it's something you want to talk about, text, not text us, but put it on our Facebook page so that we know there's a subject you're interested in. Then that'll help us out. We don't have to think hard of what we're going to talk about.
We don't have to think hard.
That's right.
That's the main goal here. Okay.
That's bye. It. That's it.
All
okay,
right. Come
bye
find
bye.
Us on Facebook. Bye-bye, everyone.